Greetings and welcome to the Giftcast, previously known as the Productcast. This is your window into the UK's thriving gift industry, covering everything from product design to sales, retail and beyond. The Giftcast is brought to you by Gift of the Year and supported by the Giftware Association. I'm your host, Alex Ryan, a gift and homeware marketing consultant and founder of the agency Marketing 101. Each week, I'll be interviewing an expert from our colourful and vibrant community. And this week, I'm very pleased to welcome Julia Uherek, Vice President, Consumer Goods Fairs at Messe Frankfurt. Julia, how are you doing?
Hello, Alex. Nice to meet you. And thanks for inviting me to your podcast series.
A pleasure. Thank you very much for giving up your time. Greatly appreciated. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
So I'm sitting in my office, and that is because it's the best environment to do podcasting, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
No kids in the background, no dogs in the background, just the office.
Yeah, exactly. Where's the office based?
It's in the middle of the fairground. So we have a large building which is called Torhaus, and so I'm in the middle of Messe Frankfurt's fairground.
Fantastic. And so back at home, there's dogs to be a nuisance, are there?
So I don't have dogs, but kids, and they're back at home. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, look, I've locked my dogs away as well, so we should be fine. And how are things in Frankfurt? Are you getting Christmassy yet? Have you got some markets out?
Oh yeah. So the Christmas market starts from today. So this is because last Sunday was a special Sunday we have to wait on, and now the Christmas markets are open. And for the beginning, it's fantastic because it's snowing outside right now, so Christmas is around. Yeah, and that is a special season for us.
I'm very jealous, to be honest. We rarely get any good snowfall over here in the UK, and it does make you feel Christmassy. It does get you in the mood.
You know, in Frankfurt, it's really rare to have snow. It's a little bit crazy that it's snowing outside, but it gets you the best feeling for Christmas, definitely.
Fantastic. And is that a Christmas jumper that you're wearing, or is that just a snuggly, wintry jumper that I can see?
Just a winter jumper, yeah.
Oh, nice. Winter knit. I haven't got any of my winter knit out yet, so I'll have to do that soon. So, Julia, I introduced you as Vice President, Consumer Goods Fairs, Messe Frankfurt. Let's quickly, can you just very briefly explain what Messe Frankfurt is and what you do within the company? Mm-hmm.
So Messe Frankfurt is one of the largest trade show organizers located in Frankfurt, but organizing trade shows all over the world. We do have subsidiaries in Japan, US, UK, France, Italy, Dubai, so all over the world, and covering several portfolios in several industries. So beginning from the textile industry to the technical industry, automotive industry, and of course the consumer goods industry. And so in this portfolio, I'm responsible for all our brand, strategic brand development in the consumer goods field, and therefore for Ambiente, which is the largest consumer goods show in the world. Then we have Christmas World, we have Creative World, which is taking place also here in Frankfurt. And we have a large consumer goods portfolio all over the world. We have, for instance, an Interpet show in Japan. Crazy about that. It's for the well-being of pets. Different topics. And of course, also lifestyle and lifestyle trend shows like the Interior Lifestyle Show in Japan as well. And so I'm overlooking the consumer goods portfolio worldwide. And of course, do content, marketing communications, and digital developments for the shows we are running here in Frankfurt, which is Ambiente Christmas Creative World. And I took over this role in 2017, so a little while. And before that, I was in marketing communications within the company for several years. So I started in Messe Frankfurt in 2008. Yeah, time is running.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, if you are in the trade show business, time is running because it's so fantastic working in the trade show business every year at the show. And that is terrific. Yeah.
So you've been with Messe Frankfurt 15 years now. Congratulations. That's great. And how about before that? Have you been in kind of exhibitions and trade shows before?
No, actually not. So my profession is that I've studied journalism, communication science and politics. And I was after studies in the PR segment of the ICT sector. So totally different. But a colleague of mine and so-called mentor, he changed to Messe Frankfurt, and then he asked me to join his team. And then I said, well, okay, what about that? Trade shows, never heard before, never visited before. But you know what? If you are going into trade shows, you love it or you hate it. And it seems that I love it. So otherwise, I wouldn't have been there for 15 years.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is a real love hate around them. I absolutely love them, but I can only do a couple of days. Mm-hmm. I start to struggle, and I've always been lucky in my roles that I can turn up, check everything's going okay, and then disappear again for the hard slog of the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Do you get to travel a lot then? Do you visit most of the shows?
Yes, right. So it's quite busy for me, for myself, and also for the colleagues to visit not just our own shows running worldwide, but also different shows from other trade show organizers to see what's going on, how the developments are. And so this is really, really important for us to see. And when autumn comes up, it's really high season for us because we are also traveling to have press conferences for our shows, Ambiente Christmas Creative World, to invite not just the journalists, but also the visitors coming over to Frankfurt and see all the innovations of the exhibitors showcasing here. And we say that it's people's business, and we are creating platforms of personal encounters, and we want to bring people together to meet each other. And that is not possible when we by ourselves just have advertisements in our in magazines or maybe in online publications, but we have to meet the people as well and talk to them and listen to them and understand how they see the industry that they are working in. And so that means a lot of travel to us, but it's really, really interesting to learn about the differences in each country and each region in the world of how they develop their portfolios and how the consumer goods industry, the retail industry is developing all over the world. That is really, really interesting.
Yeah, certainly. I think it's the thing we often talk about in marketing is that companies don't really own your own brand. Your brand is whatever your customers think of you, mm-hmm. right? And yeah, I think it must give you incredible insight to be kind of feet on the floor, kind of walking those shows and seeing how people interact and understand what they think is going on.
We try to also be problem solvers to our customers. When they talk to us and say, well, we have these challenges and see how our industry is developing, what maybe shall we do or how shall we proceed? And then we think we can bring in new topics into our shows to give new perspectives on the products that are showcased there, or to highlight the innovations of an industry. Sustainability, for instance, is a huge, huge topic. And years ago, we implemented that topic into our shows by a directory and to showcase that kind of innovation. And that is, for instance, something we are always forecasting and want to understand how that works, and then we try to bring that on the show floor again.
Absolutely. The three shows that you've mentioned so far, Ambiente, Christmas World, and Creative World. Let's learn a little bit more about those, because as you said, I mean, you run, you know, dozens, if not more, of shows, hundreds of shows around the world each year. But these are the ones I think that our listeners would most be interested in. Tell us a little bit more about each of those three.
So Ambiente, as I said, is the world's largest consumer goods show with a really broad variety of product segments. We decided after our pause we had to have due to Corona crisis to bring that show together with Christmas World and Creative World, one place and one time, to create a one stop shop for the consumer goods industry, for the retailers worldwide, to come and see what is pretty new in the market, what is the latest product, what is the latest innovation in the living segment, in the dining segment, in the gift segment within Ambiente, and combined with Christmas World, which is the largest show for Christmas decoration and festive decoration, and then combine it with Creative World, which is focusing on a category which is for the hobby and craft supplies segment. And all those shows have their own USP, but have overlappings as well. And we wanted to bring up the synergies. Because when you see retail developing, then you see that all those product groups, which are covered by all three shows, are mingling together in the retail. And so retailers and buyers are not just looking for dining segment and then looking for just creative segment, for instance, but I want to see like overlapping product segments and combine that to make it more attractive to the end consumers to pass by the shop or the e-commerce shop, and not just focus on one product segment. And that is what we've done. And it was, honestly, it was a huge discussion to do so, because it was not just an idea, it was really relevant to us to combine three shows together, but it was overwhelming what we've seen this February when it took place for the first time in this combination. That was really a challenge, but we saw that especially our customers, exhibitors, and visitors were overwhelmed by the new concept. And so we think we should stay with it for the next years to come, because there are so many changes, especially in the retail segment and the home and living and gift segment. So we have a good platform for the whole industry to meet here together.
I was going to ask how it went, but it sounds like it was a real success story. So there must, as you said, there must be a lot more to do now that you've had kind of round one of this very different show. It must be an incredible amount of work to now take that kind of, you know, having started from scratch there, to refine and develop that idea further.
Yes, right. And you have to understand that we have a fairground which was occupied. So the whole fairground was occupied in February with more than 4,500 exhibitors. We had 150,000 visitors in 5 days, which visited the show. And the fairground has more than 300,000 square meters gross, and everything was occupied. So if you would have seen all exhibitors, you had to walk 45 kilometers.
Wow.
To give you an understanding about the dimensions. And what we've seen is that there were some exhibitors and some visitors, they couldn't come this February, especially from Asia, from China, especially the sourcing segment, which is a famous segment in Ambiente and Christmas World. So we are a platform for the, the largest sourcing segment out of China, I would say. And so those exhibitors and visitors couldn't travel in this February. And so we enlarged the numbers of square meters for the next edition. So we will definitely have more than 5,000 exhibitors next time. So we enlarge that number. And to give more variety to the buyers next year. And we were fully packed in February, but we find a way to bring in more square meters, to bring in more exhibitors, and to not just grow in the dimensions of exhibitors and square meters, but also quality-wise. And so we've gained back some really interesting exhibitors from the glass industry, for instance, which couldn't come last year or last edition. And so, it is for the team really a huge work to do with so many exhibitors and to make a schedule for every hall and to make it interesting for the exhibitor and the visitor as well, because the visitors are those who are in the middle of our thinkings, how the fairground should be for the visitor to make it more efficient to them to visit our show.
How many people do you have working on the event then?
So for Ambiente Christmas Creative World, in our core team focusing on marketing, communication and sales and the organization, as a project, I would say around 70. And then, we have, an international sales network working in each country, as a representative for Messe Frankfurt, which is important for us to have a direct direct connection for our exhibitors in their country. And we also have on the venue side for the organization of running the venue, a lot of people working on that shows. So it's really challenging. Today I had a meeting. We sat together with our logistics team doing all the logistics on the fairground. And so they said, this is the toughest show because the whole fairground is occupied and so many people here. So there's a lot of planning beforehand. It's not just the 5 days of the show from the 26th to the 31st of January, but it's really a long year to work on that shows to make it a success.
Yeah, I can totally imagine. So do you think you would have got to this point without the catalyst of the pandemic of COVID-19?
So the pandemic, it was a crisis for us because it was really a hard break and stop for the trade show business. And when we planned for the first show after the pandemic, we were really excited because we didn't know how the industry developed during 2 years and which companies developed survived the pandemic. So there were a lot of retailers couldn't survive. There were suppliers and industry partners who had really challenging times. And so we didn't know exactly how it would be. But as I said, it was overwhelming. And maybe you're right, it could have been a catalyzed, because people were, how was this word during the pandemic, Zoom fatigue. They were Zoom fatigued because they were like, they wouldn't see each other on Zoom anymore, but for real. And I think that was really a topic last February when we started again. Everyone was keen to meet each other again in person, you know, and to see the products in real and touch it and feel it and see the business partners and shake the hands. And so I think that was really, really a huge topic for this year. And we will see how it will develop for the next edition. But I think once a year, it is really important to meet each other in person because you then foster your business relations. It's not about emailing and Zoom calls, video calls. It's about personal relationships, and you can just have personal relationship when you meet each other in person, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Real world wins, I think. And yeah, that Zoom fatigue was a real thing. I think it became obvious after the pandemic that people had that desire to go and meet in person again. Absolutely. How do you, with your shows, how do you balance the requirements of the exhibitors and the attendees? And how do you ensure that they're both kind of engaging and memorable, that exhibitors get to meet the right attendees? What kind of challenges do you face there?
So we always try to be best partner for business encounters. And so we do not just open our halls for the exhibitors. We curate every hall for every product group and curate every exhibitor on the show floor. Our teams do know the exhibitors' product ranges and then look what fits best to next to each other, and to make an interesting walk for the visitors as well, because that is important to give a lot of inspiration to the visitor and to have a good experience for the visitors when they are visiting the show and see the product groups. So this is one thing. And the other thing is that we have to develop a lot of services to have a good matchmaking between the right visitors with the right exhibitors. And therefore, we have our online exhibitor search, for instance, which is combined with the matchmaking tool, which is artificial intelligence based. So if you are a visitor and having specialized interests in some product groups or some exhibitors, then the machine learns about your interests and gives you some more suggestions on products or exhibitors you should visit or you should see because they might be interesting for you. So we always want to create new contacts for our exhibitors. And therefore, we try to find out new services, and artificial intelligence will help us a lot in that also in the future. Another topic is that we always have to forecast new trends and meta topics from society-wise or politics-driven. Sustainability is one thing, hospitality is another thing, or digitalization in retail is a third thing. And we are focusing on those topics on the fairground as well, with our special presentations, with lecture programs. And within this special presentations, we also highlight some products of exhibitors. So this is also kind of incubator or a catalysator to the exhibitors, and to give much more orientation to the visitors. Because if you are a visitor and buying gift articles, for instance, it's quite hard to find the right exhibitor within 4,500 exhibitors. And yeah, if you're entering the fairground, you don't know where to walk first. And so we need to give them the best orientation to be efficient and to be inspired by what they've seen. And that is our task and our challenge as well.
You sound very tech and progression focused at Messe Frankfurt. Where do you get the inspiration from for these kind of technological advances? So where are you looking for that? Is it what's available to you, you know, kind of the world at large, or are you looking at other exhibitions around the world as to what they're doing, or do you see yourself more as trendsetters there?
Actually, sometimes we see things that we can implement in our shows from other trade shows, but mainly it's other industries and it's other possibilities we've seen in other industries, and then ask ourselves if we can implement that in our business. And for instance, with our matchmaking platform, a colleague of mine who implemented that, he said, well, this is kind of a Tinder for the trade show business. And we were like, oh, okay, I understand. And so that it is, you know, see some tech innovations, artificial intelligence innovations, and ask ourselves if there's something in it we can use for our trade shows, and then try to develop that together with some pros from the tech industry. And I think that is something we have to do. Some of the trade show colleagues are afraid of what's going on digitally, but we are not, because we know we need the digital component in addition to our real trade show to have an efficient business platform for our clients.
Are you as progressive when it comes to kind of sustainability and eco-friendliness when it comes to the trade shows as you are with your technologies?
Yeah, that is a point where we decided, I would say 3 years ago, we implemented a strategic board of sustainability in our company. And right now we have a EMAS certification program to get the EMAS certificate and to be more sustainable within the company, because we know that trade shows not always are at the forefront of sustainability, but we have Verantwortung. It's a long-term plan and a long-term strategy we implemented within Messe Frankfurt to improve our mental and sustainable performance, you know. And our goal is in 2040 being this is quite hard. Maybe we can cut that out.
That's okay. I can cut it out.
You can cut it out, and I can just start again with the.
Yeah, if you want to start again, that's absolutely fine. So, do you want to go from where I asked that question?
Yeah.
So I said, are you as progressive in the sustainability and eco-friendliness as you are towards technologies?
Yes. So for us within Messe Frankfurt, it's really important to be more sustainable than in the past. And we have a long-term plan and long-term strategy. We implemented a board of Board of Sustainability 3 years ago. And right now we have a EMAS certification. EMAS is the Eco Management and Audit Scheme. And we have completed our ESG ratings. Wow. And so there are a lot of initiatives right now being more sustainable. And our long-term plan is to be climate neutral by 2040. So it is a long term, but it is a lot to do. And 3 years ago, we started already within the whole group to be more sustainable within our venue, with all our actions. We understand that is not just something we can do, but we have to do together with our exhibitors and visitors. And then you have to understand a second thing in the sustainability part. And that is something I was told by one of the buyers I met. He travels a lot in the world to buy from sourcing manufacturers in Asia, etc. And he said, I have to travel really a lot, but if I do not have trade shows to combine visiting a lot of my business partners, I had to travel every day to another country. So that is another topic we have to count in. Your carbon footprint as a buyer, international buyer, would be much larger if you don't have trade shows, because then you have to travel every day to other manufacturers. And especially in the consumer goods industry, you have to touch the products, you have to see the quality, and you cannot do this just online. And therefore, trade shows are at one point not so sustainable as we want to be. But on the other side, we can reduce carbon footprints of our visitors and exhibitors.
It's amazing. I'd never thought of it that way around. Mm-hmm. That actually, you know, so often with when you're asking that sustainability question, you're looking, whatever it is that you're asking the question of, you're saying, you're just thinking of it as a starting point. Okay, you're doing this, how are you being sustainability? But I guess, as you said, if you look before that, you're already solving a sustainability issue. Which is a great starting point. And as you said, if you can, okay, it's a long-term goal, but really in the grand scheme of things, is 2040 that far away? Looking to do the best that you can with the starting point that you're already a solution to a sustainability issue. I think that's fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
And there's another topic. So what I've told now was the overall view of Messe Frankfurt. And our trade shows, Ambiente Christmas World, Creative World, is in the consumer goods business. And how sustainable is consuming?
Yeah.
That is a real question. And what we can do from our side is to lift that topic, sustainability, in our trade shows to make it more serious within the industry. And yeah, there are a lot of end consumers want to consume more eco-friendly, more sustainable products. And so they are asking for that. And we have to give the buyers better orientation on products who are produced sustainable or with new materials, eco-friendly materials, circular materials. And with this, we created some special presentations. We created our program, which is called Ethical Style Program, with an ethical style guide, where we listed a lot of exhibitors with sustainable products to give a better overview for the visitors. And of course, to showcase how innovative the consumer goods industry is, especially the gifts industry. If you are talking about sustainability, it's quite hard. Mm-hmm. There was three weeks ago, we've gotten information about initiative from the EU that microplastic is forbidden. And we thought in the beginning it was just for cosmetics, but it is also for the glitter on decoration elements.
Wow.
And that is something where we said, okay, it's hard for the industry, for the festive decoration industry, for the Christmas industry, where glitter is all around. And but on the other side, it brings up more innovation, because then the industry has to think about sustainable, friendly, or eco-friendly materials and no microplastic on the glass balls or the decorative items. And we want to highlight that initiatives as well on the show floor.
Yeah, it's this. I hadn't heard about that. That's a real challenge, definitely. But I think you're right. The consumer industry, you know, consumerism, we all know that there is issues with the, you know, with the sustainability of it at large. But I guess it needs, you know, gatekeepers like yourself and Meta Frankfurt, to focus and to help ensuring that everyone's pulling in the right direction, just because it's not going anywhere. People are still going to buy gifts. They're still going to celebrate birthdays, Christmas. So someone has to fulfill that need. You know, we can't just switch it off. So it's all about the developmental side of getting to a better point and working on it a long term.
Everyone is thinking about what can we do to make our products more sustainable. There's one example, which is 3 years ago, from the packaging industry. So the wrapping paper is on the roll, and the roll is fixed with the plastic around to save it if it's being in the store. And then one of the exhibitors said, okay, we don't want to have this plastic around this wrapping paper rolls. And so they developed a sheet of paper around it, which is from the wrapping paper. So the wrapping paper and glued, and then that was perfect. So they avoided the plastic around, and then they had a greeting card in their segment as well, and they also avoided the plastic around the greeting card by invented also another possibility. There is so much to do to be more eco-friendly in every product segment. And when we get aware of that from our exhibitors, we definitely highlight that on our media, on our social media, in our exhibitor search, in our programs, because we think that is really mentionable for the visitors to know.
It's amazing. Julia, before we wrap up for the day, what do you love about trade shows and exhibitions? You said right at the beginning, you know, we kind of agreed you either love them or hate them. What is it that really excites you about the world of trade shows and the work you're doing at Messe Frankfurt?
So there are two important things. One is the personal encounter. Being in personal contact with so many people from all over the world, with this internationality, that is really amazing. And that brings you the trade show business. And the other thing is, being at the forefront of innovation, you know, to see what innovation comes around from the different sectors, and what innovation can be more attractive to the consumer, and that is really. That is the second thing I think is really attractive in the trade show business.
Amazing. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today. Let's for giving up your time, let's give you an opportunity to plug. The show is in the end of January. Are you full yet for exhibitors, or is there still some space?
No, not really much. You can apply. You can see if there's some little space, but we are fully booked. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. So exhibitors is what we're after. What's the website?
If you want to focus on Ambiente, it's ambiente.messefrankfurt.com. And for Christmas World, it's christmasworld.messefrankfurt.com. And Creative World is creativeworld.messefrankfurt.com. So easy to recognize. And yeah. The show dates is the 26th to 30th of January in 2024.
Fantastic.
In Frankfurt, Germany.
In Frankfurt, Germany. Well, I'm tempted. I just want to come along to Christmas World. It sounds amazing. I'm a big Christmas fan.
Be aware, it's after Christmas, and that is really amazing. So you are done with Christmas, and then you are in a full world of Christmas. Really, really amazing.
Sounds pretty good to me. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And as ever, thank you to the Giftware Association and the Gift of the Year Awards for supporting this podcast. You can find them at giftwareassociation.org and giftoftheyear.co.uk, respectively. If you want to come to and talk to me or connect with me directly, then you can head to alexryanuk.com or you can find me on LinkedIn. Thank you again so much for your time, Juliet. I guess, what are the rest of the plans in the run-up to Christmas? Are you just heads down getting ready for the show now?
Yes, so it's the busy time for us, getting everything ready for the show. Just two more months. In between is some private Christmas. The show is key. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, all the best. I know it's going to be a very, very busy time for you. But thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And looking forward to see you and your listeners to Frankfurt. Yeah.
Absolutely, a pleasure. And to you and everyone listening, have a productive and safe week, and we'll see you next episode. Bye-bye.